All right, we'll start just by talking about the effort. We saw some good effort out there tonight. We know we have a lot of work to do. We got some good tape on some guys who are on a bubble and a lot of teaching tape. They'll have a day off tomorrow to get their bodies right and get back to work on Sunday with the pads on. We'll open it up.
Coach Davis Webb, his first NFL action. How do you think he did?
I think he had some ups and downs in there. He competed nicely, came out of the pocket, had some chances to make some plays, completed the ball fairly well.
What do you think of the offensive tempo, especially when Josh was out there?
The offensive tempo?
Yeah. Did you feel like you got the tempo that you wanted, getting in and out of the huddle, running plays?
Yeah, we were in and out of the huddle. There were some times we were at the line of scrimmage for a little bit, but I thought we moved the ball fairly well, had a couple decent runs there early on, and had a chance to put the ball in the end zone there, but we had a foolish penalty.
What do you make of three sacks in the first quarter when you're starting offensive line?
There were more. It was more than just the offensive line. It wasn't the offensive line to blame. We'll have to go back and take a look. There was a mistake on the outside where the quarterback had to eat the ball on one occasion, and then there was one extended play where we have to throw the ball away there. So you can't beat up the offensive line on that.
Was that supposed to be a screen pass?
Possibly.
On Geno's interception, was there? It looked like the receiver kept going on the out. And he was throwing it the short pass. What did you see on
Geno? It looked to me like it was a blind throw.
What's your initial impression of how Geno did first game back since last October?
He started off with a hot hand, completed the ball. Unfortunate there on the turnover. But I thought he had some good accuracy, managed the game well.
Coach Aldrick Rose has had a bit of a challenge tonight with a 52-yard field goal and made it. How do you think he did responding to the competition?
Yeah, I thought both kickers kicked the ball well. I've never been so excited to kick field goals in my life.
You talk about the running game being important in the preseason. Start out and show kind of run the ball. What did you think of the running game run?
Again, there's some good and there's some bad in there. Good, some bad, and some ugly. We need to clean it up and get better.
Are you happy with what you got to see with Damon today? He played a little slot, played the corner, actually on the punt return. On Damon, he played the slot, the corner, punt return out there. Was he one of the guys you wanted to get more tape on?
Yeah, we wanted to get a good look at him. He's got to take care of the ball. That's what stood out to me.
What was your reaction to the news today that Ezekiel Elliott was suspended 6 games?
Yeah, one team's enough for me to worry about right now.
You don't look at that or take it at all?
Got one team. That's enough.
Coach, what's it like to have Landon Collins, a guy whose roster spot in this team is obviously secure, but he still goes out there with 100% in these preseason games? I think he picked you up 5 tackles tonight.
Yeah, he likes to play. He likes to play football. He's always around the ball, has a nose for the ball, and he's a hammer when he gets there.
Coach, what do you think your team can do differently to convert those red zone opportunities into touchdowns rather than...
Not run out of bounds before you catch a touchdown is a good start.
What do you think of your first-string defense and how impressive was Landon Collins?
Yeah. Again, Landon, I just answered the question about Landon, 2 3 and outs. We like that.